Harper Children's Audio presents The Great Gilly Hopkins, read by Elisa Bresnahan.
Welcome to Thompson Park. Gilly, said Miss Ellis, with a shake of her long blonde hair toward the passenger in the back seat. I need to feel that you're willing to make some effort. Galadriel Hopkins shifted her bubblegum to the front of her mouth and began to blow, gently. She blew until she could barely see the shape of the social worker's head through the pink bubble. This will be your third home in less than 3 years. Miss Ellis swept her golden head left to right, and then began to turn the wheel in a cautious maneuver to the left. I would be the last person to say that it was all your fault. The Dixons moved to Florida, for example. Just one of those unfortunate things. And Mrs. Richmond having to go into the hospital. It seemed to Gilly that there was a long, thoughtful pause before the caseworker went on. For her nerves. Miss Ellis flinched and glanced in the rearview mirror, but continued to talk in her calm, professional voice, while Gilly picked at the bits of gum stuck in her straggly bangs and on her cheeks and chin. We should have been more alert to her condition before placing any foster child there. I should have been more alert.
Cripes, thought Gilly. The woman was getting sincere. What a pain.
I'm not trying to blame you, Gilly. It's just that I need... We all need...